Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry I got your phone number, but you know I'm going to call you when hot topics come up. Thanks for coming on the program.
No problem. I saw you on the island. I gave you a wave. I don't know if you saw me.
Yeah, well, you're a busy guy. You know, guys like me are just, you know, just trying to catch up with you busy guys. I just want to get your take on the teacher tenure bill, which is now going to the Senate after passing the House.
Well, you know, I had problems with that bill. You know, I don't think it really improves really the problems with tenure. And it seemed like more of an attack on teachers, again, without any real hope that there are substantial changes that can be useful. A lot of what happened yesterday, the four bills that went through, the main tenure bill could have been improved by simply reducing the time frames for review of tenure actions by the teacher tenure commissions and the school boards. You know, a lot of what we've seen down there, whether it's this tenure action or some of the other things that are directed at public employees, seem to say that, you know, it's never management's fault. It's always the employee's fault. And I've got a real problem with that. You know, a lot of the laws that are being passed and changed are really in place, and the problems that we've seen relating to them have become management, because management has not pursued the rights that are already existing under those statutes. And so, you know, the answer for the other side of the aisle seems to be that we'll just change the statute so that we don't provide any protections in the future. So it was kind of a tough day as far as I was concerned. I really thought that there was a better way for us to approach this, and we were not included in any conversation to try to improve the statutes that were passed.
Mark, the many folks that we've talked to when it comes to teacher tenure talk about the good teachers don't have anything to worry about, but it's been such a costly, timely experience trying to get rid of bad teachers. Perhaps this bill goes further than most would like it, but don't you think that needed to be cleared up? There were some instances where it could take more than 9 months to get rid of a bad teacher, in some cases years.
Yeah, you know, there are some, you know, obviously every type of law that we have out there has its you know, story of how it didn't work. And what you've described is the story how it didn't work, but in thousands and thousands of instances, it has worked. So I think that the problem you described, and I agree with that, is that you know, that the time frames that are involved in teacher tenure actions, where you're trying to remove a bad teacher, is you know, maybe too lengthy. And we've proposed reducing those time frames by over 40%, which would, I think, have had a fair time frame for both sides of the issue. The problem here is that, you know, when we talk about tenure, you know, you don't get tenure because you've been there for 3 weeks or 90 days like you would maybe in an auto plant. You get it after 4 years and obtaining your master's degree. I mean, it is not something that is just handed out. So in that four-year period, it means that management has failed to do their job if they end up with a bad teacher after that time frame has been exhausted. So this isn't something that people get overnight or after some short period of time. That's why I feel like, you know, when we have these situations where we have someone who, say, hangs on for years or 9 months, as you mentioned, you know, the question really is, you know, not that it's a lengthy period of time, but yeah, you know, this person's probably been teaching for 10 or 15 years, and now they want to fire them because they're a bad teacher. Well, whose fault was that?
Mark,
you know,
Meadows,
it's not the teacher's fault.
Mark Meadows is a state representative from East Lansing. Mark, thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony.